What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.
I'm Jim Cramer, and you're about to hear a sample taken directly from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
Jim, you described it earlier in the week as a flop and chop,
yeah.
Still kind of playing out. Every day in the S&P so far this week has kind of been this muted action.
Oh, there's a lot of red, a lot of red on your screen.
No, absolutely. And we're still kind of digesting the recent rally. S&P oscillator still a little overbought, so some of those dynamics still at play.
At the same time, we have to recognize that individual situations like Salesforce, which we own, like CrowdStrike, like Palo Alto, which we own, like Snowflake, these are the stocks that today are powering. Now, remember, that's kind of what I used to call a major chord and minor chord. It's a minor chord. The major chord is the rebirth of a lot of, say, the Russell 2000. Mm. People are looking at these stocks that have been left for dead.
For sure.
And in the meantime, these are AI. Okay, this is just a combination of things which Salesforce happened to have, whether it be a MuleSoft, Tableau, a Slack. They all came together in the data cloud, which Mark is very good in depth at selling. When people are trying to figure out, look, I got to get AI, they go to Salesforce and they go to ServiceNow, because those are the companies that they're used to getting answers from. As someone who used Salesforce, I can tell you they gave me far more answers than just how to sell a sub.
Yeah, it was a great quarter from Salesforce. I really like this from Morgan Stanley. They called it hitting the trifecta, that
yes.
Being beats across top and bottom line, better than feared Q4 CRPO guidance, that's current remaining performance obligation, that's basically revenues they'll book in the next 12 months, and then more margin expansion through fiscal year 25. Amy Weaver, CFO, on the call talking about 30% being the floor, not the ceiling.
That was very important.
And then they're also talking green shoots in deal environment, which I don't think many saw coming.
Oh.
9 of its 10 top 10 deals in the quarter included 6 or more clouds, 80% increase in deals valued at more than $1 million. So that's exceeding what management's expectations. So you're having this margin story continue
right. With
steady double-digit growth.
It's very interesting to have to fire a huge number of employees and have your revenue soar. That's obviously the holy grail. It means that they did have a lot of people who were not contributing. I also think that Mark was repeatedly mentioning to me the Amazon Web Services contract. They could pick anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They picked Salesforce.
And at the same time, remember, they did put in that 9% price increase. That was the first price hike in years. Yet you still have attrition still at historic low levels around 8%, where it has been quarter after quarter. So that's just a good sign of, once Salesforce, once they get their suite of products in there, it's very hard to leave.
Yeah. Start your day with my outlook on the daily market every morning at 10:20 a.m. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to access all the benefits of being a CNBC Investing Club member.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.